The early morning sun shimmered across the still water of the Missouri River as racers shook with anticipation at the starting line of the MR340. Then, it started.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is one of the top 100 National Geographic adventures in a lifetime. I mean, to be able to paddle from, 340 miles from Kansas City to St. Charles, Missouri, it's the world's longest nonstop river race. And to be able to do that and say that you completed it is pretty awesome.
This exciting launch from Call Point has changed a lot since the first year of the race, when there were only 11 people. Scott Mansker, the creator of the MR340, still remembers when he was inspired to start the ultramarathon race.
Well, I had been paddling on the Missouri River for a long time, and I never saw any other paddlers out there.
But Mansker had heard of other marathon races in other parts of the country.
And I thought, man, why isn't there anything like that here? Because our venue is even better. And, you can only go so long thinking, man, I wish somebody would put something on like this before you just realize maybe we're the ones who have to put this on.
The MR340 now draws hundreds of participants from all over the world, paddling in a wide variety of boats. One of these racers from Kansas City, Doug Jennings, has done the race for a number of years. In 2010, he completed the race in a dragon boat with 19 other people.
It's pretty difficult just with two people in a boat, being in there for 50 hours, let alone trying to get 20 people on a boat that had never met each other. So we didn't know if anyone's going to be thrown overboard before we hit the finish line or anything, but we made it. We finished third overall, and we got the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest distance traveled in a dragon boat.
One of the most unpredictable and fearsome forces that boaters face is the weather. But that doesn't always mean storms. Even a peaceful fog can cause all sorts of trouble out on the water.
There was around 2 feet of fog on the river. It was around 1 o'clock in the morning. And we were on the channel side of the river. And all of a sudden we heard a rushing sound, which was the water going over the wing dikes that protrude out of the side of the river. And we hit that and it spun our boat around. And we were literally hanging on by one rock, tilted at like a 45 degree angle. And we had to wait. We ended up calling the rescue boats, and we had to wait 4 hours.
Racers traversing the river have more than just wing dikes to worry about. Sometimes other obstacles can get in the way of the finish line.
First year I did it, a couple got ran over by a barge right outside Jefferson City. It was foggy. The barge came up behind them and ran them over, and they got sucked under the barge, and barge is able to pull them out to safety. And they had a couple scratches and bruises, and they made it.
They survived.
Yeah.
Amongst all the danger and adventure, boaters on the MR340 often find moments of serenity out on the river where they can bond and get to know each other.
That's the longest part of the race is when you hit nighttime, like from like 11 o'clock at night to 5 in the morning. Everything gets still, and time just like almost stops out there. So when you're out there paddling, people are talking and telling stories and everything, it just helps time go away. And that was, that's the fun part, just getting to meet new people that are out there doing the same thing you are and hearing their stories.
The race was actually postponed from its original date in June. But organizer Scott Mansker says that these new dates will offer participants a celestial light show.
The Perseid meteor shower is supposed to be really active the first 2 nights of the race. And so we've never done the race during the Perseid shower before. And so that's going to be really neat. The nights are beautiful out there. I mean, you think you can see the stars in Kansas City, but you really can't. Once you're out in the middle of nowhere on the Missouri River, the sky is just this huge, gorgeous palette of stars. And then to see like hunks of burning rock flying through it all night, I just can't wait to see what that's going to be like.
Hopefully, the weather will be clear tonight, so the racers on the MR340 can enjoy that meteor shower as they row down the river.